Hello, folks. JB and Frisco here for episode 2, my second audio boo. Google Buzzkill. I installed and turned on the Google Buzz feature yesterday. Immediately, I noticed that it had connected me to a bunch of people that I don't follow in my Google Reader. So my assumption was is that it would take the folks that I share things with and the folks that I follow in Google Reader and make those my my initial contacts, but no, it had all those people, and then it had a bunch of people that I email frequently, and they were automatically following me, and I was automatically following them, which I thought was interesting. I guess that they felt like they should hold your hand and that you would want to follow these people anyway. So, in any event, I kind of tweaked it a little bit, got the settings changed, got it down to kind of a manageable minimum because I wanted to see how the service actually worked, and I wanted to see how I liked having that stream near my email. And my answer to the question, I think at least right now, is I don't like it at all. In fact, I am grateful that I turned it on because I had to ask how to turn it off. Thankfully, my friend Mark Eckenrode pointed out to me at the bottom of the screen, setup screen, you can turn it off. And as a result, I also answered another question, which is, how do I turn off Google Chat? I don't like to live in my inbox. I get way too much email as it is, and it makes me feel like I'm behind on things every time I go into it, which is generally the case. So I think it's a distraction. So I try not to get into my email all the time, and I'm looking for ways to visit my inbox less, and all Google Buzz does is it drives me back to my inbox. So I don't think it really solves a lot of problems for me right now. In fact, I think of it as kind of a stripped down friend feed. It's got some of the things that you can share in friend feed. Obviously, you can share in Google Buzz, specifically the Google services, and then Twitter and Flickr are also integrated. But it's kind of wrapped up in a Google shell. The only advantage I see over friend feed is that the folks that you're going to connect with in Google Buzz are folks that are connected to you in email. So, you know, it's defined by who you email versus, you know, just who is in friend feed as far as being able to connect there. So I think that's kind of cool in that they're, you know, indoctrinating lots of new people into the concept of this, you know, live streaming my photos, my content, my blogs, my my audio, my video, you know, everything that people may be producing both personally and professionally are available in one place. I think that's an interesting and important concept. I just don't think Google Buzz at this point is the answer. I think it's going to be a huge content fire hose, and people that are serial networkers are going to find that they're going to get overwhelmed by how much content will be coming through this pipe. So I turned it off. I'm going to keep it off for a couple months. I'll kind of follow along with the discussion and see how people might be using this. My friend Brad Nix out in Atlanta mentioned today that it's not available for Google Apps, or yeah, Google Apps yet, but it will be in a month, and it may have some more interesting applications within a intranet type environment, which you know, maybe a la Yammer, that kind of thing, where it can pull in that kind of stuff. And I think that could be interesting, where maybe it's kind of a modified Wave Buzz application that you can utilize for professional purposes within a company. So I don't know. I'm going to keep it off for now. I also turned off chat, and different reason for that, but go into that another day. Anyway, kind of windy. Have a good day. JB and Frisco out.